Nolte, screenwriter Tony Kushner spread smear about Israel occupying Gaza. By John Nolte on March 21, 2024. Screenwriter Tony Kushner, a frequent collaborator with director Steven Spielberg, attacked Israel and spread the false claim that Israel is occupying Gaza. During an episode of the Haaretz podcast published Wednesday, Kushner was asked about Jonathan Glazer's Oscar acceptance speech after his Holocaust film Zone of Interest won Best International Feature Film. Incredibly, as Breitbart News reported previously, Glazer grabbed hold of his golden calf and said the following: "Our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. It's shaped all of our past and present. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October, whether the victims of October the 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack on Gaza, all the victims of this dehumanization, how do we resist?" The backlash from Hollywood has been fierce. Glazer's own producer condemned those appalling comments, as did 450 Jewish Hollywood professionals in a letter released earlier this week. Kushner, who is Jewish, not only defended Glazer's comments, but like Glazer, he spread the lie that Israel occupied Gaza even though Israel removed itself from Gaza two whole decades ago, in 2005. Who doesn't agree with Glazer's speech? What kind of person thinks that what's going on now in Gaza is acceptable? Kushner said. If you find yourself saying out loud and in public, "It's fine with me, what they're doing," because you feel that it's your only choice as a Jew is to defend everything Israel does, shame on you. In my journey over the past 5 months, I've moved closer to the idea that maybe a boycott is necessary, but I can't do it. I can't separate myself from Israel, Kushner added. I want Israelis to be able to live in peace. I believe the occupation in Gaza, all of these things, do not make Israel safe. These people never demand that Hamas surrender or call for the return of the hostages held by Hamas, even though those hostages include women, children, and the elderly. They only criticize Israel, never Hamas. And it's always lies. Lies about an occupation when Israel disengaged with Gaza in 2005. No decent, moral, compassionate, humane person could witness the atrocities Hamas committed against Israeli citizens on October 7th. Paragliding in a musical festival to butcher, rape, massacre, and desecrate innocent girls and babies, or read the results of a poll that shows a majority of Gazans support that massacre, and still spread the lie that Israel occupies Gaza. Graphic content warning: watch Home where Hamas murdered an Israeli family in Kibbutz Be'eri. What's more, no decent person can believe that any outcome other than the total obliteration of Hamas is acceptable. Tony Kushner is a sociopath. There is nothing inside of him other than his politics. No humanity. We saw that black hole of a soul in Kushner's screenplay for Munich, the 2005 Spielberg film that blamed Israel and America for 9/11, that equated those who retaliated against terrorism with terrorists. If Israel and the Israelis wish to survive, there is only one way: the total and complete annihilation of Hamas and its demonic capacity to wage terror. No sane country would suffer what Israel suffered on October 7th and do any different. And no person with even an ounce of humanity would disagree or continue to lie about Israel occupying Gaza. Hamas targets civilians. Israel targets those who target civilians and does everything possible to avoid civilian casualties. Tony Kushner and those like him are nothing less than enablers of evil disguised as enlightened thinkers.